This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey on Reality Chick Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. Tama, the shady Svengali of the Kuni Kuni, was having an absolutely horrid, very, very worst day imaginable. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. This wasn't Murphy's Law. This was Rangi's revenge as far as Tama was concerned, and he was having none of it. He had bellowed at his team, who had scampered back to the farmyard to avoid his wrath and try to mitigate all the measures that were starting to squeeze and threaten the very comfortable existence that all in the Kuni Kuni Pa had become accustomed to. Life had been so much easier with Napoleon. She was young and idealistic and so bloody gullible. And Tama exploited all her weaknesses, played to Chippy's vanity and sucked up to Squealer at every opportunity. All this hard work had been rewarded with lucrative feed and privileges to help deploy among Kiwi Farm's first settling animals, all those who identified as such. Now all this work was being systematically unravelled by Oinky, Nicky, and he suspected Jonesy and that Machiavellian old donkey Winnie Ben had a hoof in this somewhere or another. The latest blow, however, was the biggest. Massive feed distribution allotments were being deployed to other animals to share about. Tama was livid. How dare they do this to him? Tama had quietly grown his own wealth off the back of this carefully overlapping web of friends and favours, feed and carefully crafted schemes, and now it was all crumbling down around him. Tama needed to steel his nerve. He had an old friend and comrade coming to interview him for the Kuni News Network. Tama squared his shoulders, straightened his pounamu, and made his way out to the idyllic clearing in the native bush nestled next to his empire, where he liked to project his power and his mana. Moana was already there waiting for him, notebook and pencil in hand and a cheery smile for her old dear friend. Tama settled himself in and did his best to look dignified and powerful. The questions started off friendly enough, and Tama started to relax. This was going to be just what he needed. And then the proverbial petals started falling out of the waka.
All right, Tama. Sorry about the loss of the feed services. How that'll affect a lot of Kuni. Surely with all your jobs, networks, contacts, you must have seen this coming.
What? Blanched Tama. How could she say this? It was Oinky's fault. Nevertheless, Moana plowed on.
Oh, come on, cuz. Why didn't you just step back? You must feel some responsibility.
Tama saw red.
Responsibility for what? This is Oinky's doing. Ask him. I am of this land, and I can do what I want, how I want, when I want. I'll be a slave to no one.
Ooh, he was on a roll now.
I have always done what is best for me and my mokopuna. This is my legacy, and I can't help it if those kuni who don't share our vision have been poisoned with assimilation and the colonization of Kiwi farm life. Our kuni kuni rage is on the rise. You just wait, Moana. You just wait and see.
And with that, he heaved out a deep breath to bring his temper under control. As Moana just sat there staring at him, wide-eyed with a blank expression on her face. The only noise that could be heard in the clearing were that of the kereru in the trees and the sound of Moana's pencil dropping onto the verdant moss. Yep, this had been the absolutely horrid, very, very worst day ever. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm, exclusively here with RCR Talk on Reality Chook Radio.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.